This is the first time in history that a president has been impeached for a second time and will stand trial. Professor Ted Franz is with the University of Indianapolis History Department. Professor Franz, this trial starts next week. What do you make of President Trump's decision and his legal team's decision not to testify?
I think it's the smart decision from their perspective. I don't think President Trump has anything to gain by testifying. And if anything, it would seem to be a gamble on the part of the House managers, who are Democrats, to get him on the stand and hope to get him to contradict himself. And so I think if you're Trump's legal team, it makes complete sense that you don't want to put him in that position at all.
For people who may not necessarily understand how this works, going from the House, where he was impeached, to the Senate, where he will be tried, what can people expect to see during the trial as far as the way it's conducted that may be different from, say, if a person were on the stand in a courtroom?
Well, again, I think partly what you're going to see is they're not even clear at this point in time that we're talking. Will there be, on either side, will they allow witnesses from the events of January 6th? So that's a key difference. It will be handled by the House managers, right, who will effectively be prosecuting the case. So that'll look like a big legal team. That'll look familiar to people. And I'm sure for a lot of your listeners, they can recall last year's impeachment trial, and if not that, the impeachment trial of Bill Clinton. And it'll have some of that element to it as well. So you're going to see congressmen serving as prosecutors, essentially, as lawyers, trying to make their case about why they believe President Trump should be convicted of this impeachment charge.
Something else that Hoosiers have been hearing about are that President Trump's first legal team, consisting of five people, left him right before the trial. What does this do as far as his positioning at this point?
Well, I think it has been quite a it has been a challenge for President Trump to find representation, and I think what you're just seeing in a lot of it is he is not able to rely on trusted people with whom he has a longstanding relationship. I think that's probably more a calculus on the part of a lot of different firms or individual lawyers about the cost-benefit analysis of representing President Trump. On the one hand, if you're able to acquit him, that might really advance your cause, particularly with the part of the Republican Party so loyal to him. On the other, right now, one of the other things we're reading about is how difficult it is, at least right now, for former Trump appointees, former members of Trump's White House team, to be lining up employment. So they're kind of probably hedging their bets there, to be honest.
Yeah, so it's the association with Trump now that is a difficulty for some people.
Yeah, for some, and it can cut both ways, right? And I think it's, again, as a historian, I'm always more comfortable looking backwards rather than looking into the crystal ball. But it's hard to know, even in 2 years when we've got a midterm election, if that association is still going to be a positive thing or if it's going to be a negative thing. You're always going to find some attorneys who are going to want to take on these high profile cases. For others, they might just see it as again, a reputation risk.
What is the main takeaway? What do people who are looking out and watching for snippets of this trial on the evening news need to know next week? And how long do you think this trial will take? Or do you have any insight on that?
I'm really not sure what to expect, Chris, in terms of the length of this trial. I think it is going to be so different. I mean, this fundamental question that'll be at the core, I think, of what they're asking, and already has been at the core of the discussion leading into this. Is it appropriate to try and to impeach a person who is now a former president? And I don't know how that will play out in argument, both from the House manager side and from the defense, right? Because at the time that impeachment was voted on, Donald Trump was president. By the time the trial will be taking place, he obviously is not. We have never seen something like that in American history before when it comes to a president. And so I think that is going to be, more than anything else, the most combustible and unpredictable topic looking forward starting next week.
All right. Thank you so much, Professor Ted Franz, for that insight.
Sure. It was my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on.